Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha, Lani Ka'a'a here along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What value do small group or cell groups have in the growth of the body of Christ in the world today? What role does the cell church have in America and beyond? Our guest today is returning to us to share a lot more about that very thing. Dr. Ralph Naber Jr. believes that it is the most sacred community on earth. Before we start, we take a minute to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show. It is to lead you to and through the doors of Jesus Christ and enter into his eternal promises. There is always hope in Jesus Christ, no matter what you are going through. Especially during this times, remember, Jesus died on the cross for your sins and for mine. He shed his blood for all of us. He was buried, but he was raised on the third day. He was raised to cleanse us of all our sin and unrighteousness, that we might be children of the kingdom of God. His mercies are new every day. Today, he is calling you, and I hope today's message and talk with Dr. Ralph Naber changes your heart and mind. Dr. Ralph Naber is the founder of Touch USA, a ministry to help churches transition from programs and building-centered activities toward group-based ministry. He has earned degrees from Northwestern College, the New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary, and from Luther Rice Seminary. Dr. Naber comes from a legacy of pastors. He is a fifth-generation pastor. He has been in ministry all his adult life, and he currently lives with his wife, Ruth, in Houston, Texas. Today, we've asked Dr. Naber back to the Good Life Radio Show, and we want to continue our discussion about the small group movement and the body of Christ in America and around the world. Dr. Naber, welcome back to our show.
Thank you so much. It's a whole lot of fun to be with you, and since I met with you last time, my number two son has announced to me that he's in the process of building a little small fortune that it will require to buy something to live the last years of his life in Hawaii with his wife.
Wow.
So on what island, maybe, Pastor Ralph?
Maybe in 3 or 4 years, he will have accumulated enough wealth to afford you guys, and they'll spend the rest of their life over there.
That's wonderful.
Okay, well, we'll have to know more about that. That sounds wonderful. Aloha.
Does that mean, Pastor Ralph, that you'll be here maybe in a few years a lot more often?
I think I'll be in heaven.
Oh.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
At age 91, you don't count years, you count months.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'd choose heaven over Hawaii. I'm just saying. I mean, Hawaii's wonderful, but I think you got the better end of the deal there.
It's my homesick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got too much to do on this earth for the Lord yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, we touched on that the last time you were with us, and I'm so thankful that you've returned to us. You know, it was just a few months ago that we had you on, and truly we were talking about it afterward that we absolutely wanted to have you back as soon as possible. We need to really share the message and the ministry that you are all about. And frankly, Suzanne and I were really changed, I think. I picked up your book, Christ's Basic Bodies, read it, listened to several of the things that you shared, both in video and I'm just really shared your book with other people. And I can't tell you how much your movement, your small group church movement has, I believe, really changing the way that pastors are looking at church, especially now. And so really thankful that you're back, because we want to touch more into the detail of that, into how, you know, I'm praying that many pastors are listening to this, especially here in the islands, that are really going to be inspired by what you have to say. But before we kind of go forward, I feel like we need to kind of remind everybody from the first time what we were talking about. So what you call the small group church, or your book, Christ's Basic Bodies, can you start by reminding our listeners what that means?
When God created, he was called by the term Elohim, the great creator, and the three in one revealed their power through the creation. But the greatest part of the personality of God was not yet revealed. And in order for that revelation to occur, the Spirit of God needed a body to occupy that could demonstrate the reality of this great quality. And so he created a special being with the capacity to contain his own divine presence, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all dwelling within this container, so he could, through that device, that container that had a visible presence and a communication skill, he could reveal who he is through the ones he created. And he needed those to be available in all the world, in all centuries. And so his plan was, first of all, to straighten out the mess that Adam and Eve made by letting his only begotten Son occupy one human body and redeem the world to become the Lamb that was slain. And then that precious one on his knees, hours before he would go through the torture of crucifixion, began to pray in John 17, talking to the Father above about the next body he would have to occupy. And he spoke very lovingly of us. He said, I pray that they may all be one as we are one. And he knew before he was crucified that his first assignment from the Father to become the Lamb of God, to be slain for the sins of the world, would be accomplished. And so when he said, it is finished, he ascended and waited for the downstairs body that at that time was composed of 120 people gathering in an upper room, waiting for them to meet the qualifications that would be necessary for him to occupy his next body. And I think there must have been some conferences in the Godhead as they observed these 120 in the upper room. They swapped stories about how they had met Jesus, what he had done. And when you put that many people together for 10 days, they are not going to sit in rows and listen to sermons. They're going to break into small groups, and they're going to learn all about each other. And after 10 days, they had met the requirements. They were all in one accord. And so the Father said, Holy Spirit, do you have your Shekinah fire ready? Are you ready to fall on this group? And my Son, it is now your time to ride that Shekinah down from glory and touch every one of those people on their heads and enter their carcasses, and we're off and running to the redemption of the world as you abide in them. And we pick the perfect time because there are many nations that have gathered in Jerusalem, and we can touch many dozens of them at one time, and they will scatter from Jerusalem back into the edges of the earth. And each one of them will be a little sphere of influence that can set this thing going and get it going. So your next responsibility of drawing all men to the cross for their redemption can take place. And now we can see our kingdom reign within the lives of men and women on the face of the earth throughout the generations. So that was a mighty exciting time in history, wasn't it?
It was.
Wow.
Pastor Ralph, I sense your passion behind it, and I just can identify and completely hear the Holy Spirit speaking through you about that plan. And that was put in such a way that, wow, it's eye-opening. I want to return. We're going to take a quick commercial break right now, but I'm praying that everyone that is listening will have their eyes open to the true clarity that you just spoke of. That,
yes.
That there is a time to get together, these small groups, to begin to become Holy Spirit ready. I loved what you said. They're Holy Spirit ready. How do we do that? Let's
Amen.
Come back and talk about that.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to The Good Life. We continue our discussion in a moment, but if you would like to hear today's program again or to share it, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com where you can listen, download, or share today's very important message. We're here with Dr. Ralph Naber Jr. He is widely considered one of the pioneers of the cell group or small group movement. After working in the leadership structure of the church, he was part of Billy Graham's Evangelistic Association. I remember the last time we spoke, Pastor Ralph, you talked about being at an outreach. Part of a leadership team, part of a leadership structure, of a structured ministry. And the Lord said to you, this will be the last time you do this. But I want to kind of talk a little deeper about that. You were struggling in the structured church. You were feeling a pulling away from what was happening. Can you talk about that? Because I believe many can identify with that.
Yes, and that's why we have this new term for people who drop out of the church in frustration. We call them the duns. And that's where I was at age 33, after having started to preach at age 14 and had my time with Billy Graham and then with a Baptist convention of Texas, traveling around 5,000 Baptist churches, and I saw so much dry rot. Out of the 5,000, there were only 100 that baptized as many as 100 a year.
Wow.
I was in charge of personal evangelism, and I realized it was a dead-end street, that this wineskin leaked so badly that it could never, ever hold new wine, and that's where I made the break. And I think there are a lot of people right now who have made the break but don't know exactly what to do. And it's a very dangerous time because many of the dropouts who call themselves the duns, when they do form little home groups, they don't really have any intention of making their primary goal harvesting the unreached. They retreat into a kind of a private Bible study happy camp, and they have totally missed their purpose. The whole reason that God invades human flesh is to have a device through which he can reveal his own power through the manifestation of supernatural gifts that are penetrating through a human body into another human body to bring restoration, to bring encouragement, to bring healing, to bring deliverance. And there is a battle going on in the heavenlies, and including this heaven that we live in. And we have missed that. So I became very frustrated as I began to launch the cell group movement in America way back in 1969. And I was very passionate about the fact that perhaps this would change the American church. And we had a nice little spurt of about 15 years when everybody got excited about the new venture, the new thing. This was going to be the activity. But because the pastors themselves frequently barely ever won anyone to Christ personally, except it was through a sermon with a deathbed illustration, they never did have any personal evangelism activity in their lives, the whole thing ossified. And so right now, what I'm about is developing with a group of young Russian Christians who are living in the nation, little nation of Montenegro, a new approach. We're going to experiment with online Christ bodies. We're calling the movement of internet or online Christ bodies. Because I think maybe if we make people face the reality that they are calling themselves the body of Christ, they just might be embarrassed if they don't act like it. But so many of the cell groups that we started never really took off to be harvest points. And when
Pastor
we go
Ralph,
to
first... They, excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt, but did they just get complacent and in a comfort zone?
That's all they've known.
Yeah.
That's all they've ever been trained to be. That's all the pastor wants them to be.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't expect his people to be fervent evangelistic soul winners.
Mm-hmm.
He'll talk about it, but it's very threatening when lay people who are not getting their income from being a professional religious person begin to produce new converts and see growth that is not established in a program way. And so I'm just praying that this internet website will generate something for the last day's church that Peter prophesied in the book of Acts chapter 2.
Pastor Ralph, how did you get connected with this group of Christians in, are you saying Montego?
Montenegro?
Thank you.
Well,
how did you get that connection?
It started in 2012 when I was invited to go to Dnipropetrovsk, Ukraine, and there was a pastor there who had started to use cell groups. He had read my book in Russian, Where Do We Go From Here?, and didn't know what he was doing. And so I flew over to help him. And while I was there, I met this amazing guy in his early 40s who had been a pastor. And he began to see, through studying the New Testament, that a pastor-centered community where one man had all the limelight and the people were not equipped was not really the New Testament answer. And so I met him, and he sat down with me, and he said, I want to see a type of Christianity where there are no single pastors, but where there are teams of equipping pastors. And of course, this is exactly what God gave us in the book of Ephesians, where we have the fivefold equippers who are not people with titles, but who are verbs for the sake of equipping the body for their own ministries. And he said, I see that. And to do what I want to do, God told me to quit the ministry and use my skills to create a fortune that I will devote entirely to providing a ministry that charges no money for anything.
Wow.
As long as he gives me wealth, I will invest it so no one who enters this new community will have to pay a dime out of their own pocket. And I was really impressed by that. So we chatted along from 2012 into 2017 when he flew over and said, all right, God has given me the income, and I have moved my family to Montenegro, and I'm putting together a development team, and I want you to direct this project. And so I just immediately felt the Lord wanted me to do it. And so I have contributed all the books and materials I have written that are all copyrighted, so they can be downloaded free without copyright worries on this website for anyone who wants to use them. And instead of paying a large amount for 45 minutes on Zoom, or if you go more than 45 minutes, I guess they begin to charge, even the internet connection that will put as many as 50 people online together is all free.
Wow.
And that's really astonishing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're out to see how many nations we can touch with this. We're in Russian and English, with Spanish being added to the website in January. And do you know about my Cover the Bible project?
I do. I've been watching it, actually. It's incredible. It's incredible.
Well, the new version of it is instantly and wonderfully advanced over the old one.
Okay.
The old one I did to be an interactive program. Mm. Yeah. But I'll send you a link.
Okay.
So you can begin to look at the new ones.
Yeah.
But they're all online free.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're going to do is let one of the five-minute segments be played at the beginning of the Body of Christ gathering on the internet, so everyone can focus on the theme or the topic of that passage of Scripture, and then they will get involved in building up each other and prophesying with the gifts to encourage one another.
Mm-hmm.
And the evangelism strategy is for them to invite a friend to sit in the chair beside them as they are on the computer screen and actually observe the ministry that takes place on the internet screens between several people. And I have already seen, through what my grandson Nathan has discovered through testing this in his Humanity Church in Pomona, California, that it does work.
Wow.
That the unbeliever will fall on his face and say, wow, I have just seen such transparency and such God presence here that this is what I've been looking for all my life.
Mm.
So I'm really believing that we may have a new form of church life ahead of us, especially with the younger generation that grew up with a computer in their crib or a cell phone in their crib.
So good, Pastor Ralph. We are. I want to talk a lot more deeply about that because there's so much I believe that our listeners are asking right now. You talked a little bit about the duns and how we are in a dangerous time, and I truly can identify with that, as I know many in the body of Christ can right now. What are the things that we should do to transition into a small group that's thriving, that you're talking about, that's Holy Spirit filled, that leads others to Christ? You know, that's a little scary for many of us who have been in the comfort of the church for this time. So I want to talk about that when we come back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Aloha, welcome back to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Lani Ka'a'a here with my co-host Suzanne Maurer, and our special guest today is Dr. Ralph Neighbor. He returns to us to talk about small group churches. Pastor Ralph Neighbor is widely considered the pioneer of the cell group or small group movement. He launched Touch Outreach Ministries with a desire to help churches transition away from programs and buildings by forming small groups in homes to reach the lost. You can find more out about that at touchusa.org. He's also, at the age of 91, launching a new project to help with that outreach. It's called Cover the Bible. It's an amazing website, coverthebible.com. It is a support program that helps people who want to launch into a small group church, small group ministry, and really reach the lost more personally, more intimately. The last time we were in our last segment, Pastor Ralph, you were talking about that ability to reach those in the lost, and how there is a entire generation, if you will, of Christians who are, we've called the duns, and they are in a dangerous time. And I really picked up on that, and the need for the duns to be engaged in reaching the lost, and how many have tried to break away from the church, forming the small group, and yet really becoming a private Bible study without the elements or the things that would prepare them for the indwelling of that Holy Spirit and the movement toward evangelists. The last time we talked in our interview a few months ago, you said there is an importance of confessing our sins among our brothers and sisters as one element of these small groups. Why is that important?
This is what the group is all about. If you look at 1 Corinthians 13, the gifts are all kind of shoved aside, as Paul writes about agape, saying that when God reveals himself, he's going to do it through agape. And then if we don't stop at the end of that chapter division and continue, we're in the 14:3, where we are told that this agape is shown in a group setting where we prophesy, and prophesying is specifically defined in verse 3 as three things that we do between ourselves. And then in verses 24 and 25, we have a literal illustration of how that is to be done. And so that is the New Testament pattern. I'd like to make one correction. The new website that we are putting together is called Christ's Bodies, and the website address is CB for Christ's Bodies dot I have a 91-year-old memory lapse.
Well, when it comes back to you...
Online. CB.online. And it's not quite ready.
Okay.
We're still in the test phase. But if there are any listeners that are interested, if they'll watch my web page or my Facebook page, I'll make an announcement when it's up and running and people can sign in. Mm. And when they do, they can develop their own groups, they can invite their own friends, and they can be online as long as they want to, as often as they want to, yeah. And we will have buku materials free of charge, mm-hmm. books, and a five-hour course on spiritual deliverance of demonic activities that is very sensibly and reasonably done mm-hmm. by Randy Hogue that he has contributed. Many free tools that will be there, including yeah. all of the Cover the Bible materials.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a thought on when that might be completed?
Probably September 1st.
Okay, great. Thank you.
If you want to, we can talk again in September about it.
You know, maybe
we might
will.
Just have to do that, huh, Lonnie?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. Dr. Ralph, yeah. you know, there are so many that, like myself, I guess being raised in the church, meaning the four walls and the structure of the church, that thought of, you know, going into a group completely, I want to say, unprotected, if you will, by a pastor and a leadership group, how do I gain that courage to go and step out? How do I gain that courage to become a small group and develop that within the small group, develop a movement and outreach?
Let me ask you, why does it frighten you?
And I think about that too. Why does it frighten me? I think I've always felt like that somebody else that does that. I'm a bystander watching that happen, and somebody with the skill and the training, if you will, quote unquote, is there to do that. And I'm a support system. Putting that on me, I feel like I'm not, maybe the word's worthy, but more importantly, trained, quote unquote.
You know, your name is Legion mm-hmm. because you are exactly what has been programmed by the clergy. You have been made to feel that there is a huge chasm between the clergy and the so-called buttermilk laity people who are just to sit and listen and get their little heads patted and pour their money out so somebody else can earn their living by being religious and doing all the work. Mm-hmm. And this is absolutely the demonic curse that Satan has placed on the church of today. Mm-hmm. It is not true that the pastor is the one who is the guardian of the people of God. He is to be an equipper. He is to release them by preparing them. And a pastor that tries to take members by the hand and say, look, you watch me, let's go out together, let's hit the bars, let's pray together, let's walk the streets together, let's meet in our homes and learn how to confess our sins to one another and experience the power of the Holy Spirit falling upon me to minister to you, and then falling on you to minister to me. There is no such thing as a professional clergy in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. It does not exist in the Bible. Mm-hmm. And this sort of mentality has been programmed into the church, so you will always be fearful that you can't do what the Holy Spirit in you is waiting to do. you are only a vehicle, only a channel of His grace. And if you can be persuaded that you're not capable or even worthy to be a representative of God, you have been really sidetracked by the evil one. Mm-hmm. Every believer is a minister, every single one, mm-hmm. no exceptions. And if ministers were more than the professionals who want you to listen to them because they've got the last word, then we've lost the game. Mm-hmm. That's not what God intended. And the early church did not start that way. You look at the book of Acts and you see that the men who were in it were equippers. Paul was an apostle, and he would, in the 21st chapter of Acts, he's traveling around with a whole bunch of young trainee apostles, and he spent his whole life equipping others. He was not a big man. He was an equipping man. Mm-hmm. So you just got to accept your identity in Christ, mm-hmm. that you are not just a bystander mm-hmm. to the activity. That's what the devil wants every Christian to think. Mm-hmm. I can't do it. Yes, you can. And mm-hmm. when you get into it, you discover how much you've been missing. Mm-hmm. by just being passive instead of actively pursuing the presence and power of the indwelling Christ.
You know, Pastor...
Ralph, go ahead, Lonnie.
I love what you're saying, and I'm moved by it. I'm praying that our listening audience is receiving it as well. But, you mm-hmm. know, even in this show, we have had many guest pastors come in. And I'm going to turn that question a little sort of on the other side, that... I've interviewed pastors who are desiring to release their people into small groups to begin to do ministry and outreach on their own, and their people are struggling to leave. How do you equip a pastor? How do you help a pastor who he desires not to be the head of the church, as he is not supposed to be, but to be an equipper and release his people? How do you help a pastor with that?
You know, from the very beginning of the Christian movement, it has always required someone to take you by the hand and say, I'm going to do it while you watch. Now you do it while I watch. Mm-hmm. Now let me help you with this. Now I think you've got it. Now you pick a person who needs this and you equip them like I have equipped you. That's exactly what Paul did. Mm-hmm. And when he talks to Timothy, he says, Timothy, you remember how I taught you in the presence of others? You see, it wasn't one-on-one. It was in a team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I taught you in a team. Now, you get a team, and you teach them. And that's the way it's got to start. And that's why I think this bottom-up movement where we just encourage one person to sign up to mentor a little online group, mm-hmm. invite two or three friends, get online, get started together, go through the year-long Cover the Bible training, which will give you a grounding in the Scripture, and as you meet every week together and you begin to confess your sins, and there is an interesting definition for what the word sins means that I explain on our website, you will begin to recognize those anointed moments when the Holy Spirit just takes you over and controls you. And suddenly you discover yourself manifesting a spiritual gift. Mm-hmm. I think the Pentecostals have kind of gotten it wrong. They think gifts are something human beings store up like flashlight batteries store power. But that's not the way the scripture explains it. If I want a gift to be manifested through me, I've got to be a priest. A priest touches a needy person with his left hand and reaches his right hand to heaven and touches God and becomes the circuit through which the presence and power of the indwelling God flows through him to manifest the gifts that will touch that other person and bring healing and deliverance. Our ministry is to be one of healing and delivering each other. And then as it is observed by the watching, searching unbeliever, according to 1 Corinthians 14, he falls on his face and says, "Wow, God is among you." So you don't have to worry about what you can or cannot do. You simply need to be surrendered enough that God can flow through you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Ralph. We're going to take a quick break, and I want to continue that. You talked about us being that conduit. We don't have to have the skill. We have to have the desire to be the conduit that God can use.
And I have a good illustration when we come back.
Oh, thank you. We are here with Dr. Ralph Naber talking about small group church, getting out of the place of being done and stuck in the four walls and getting out and saving others. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Aloha, Lani Ka'a here with Suzanne Maurer, my co-host. We're here with Dr. Ralph Naber. He was called at the age of 33 out of church leadership to influence the churches of the world, to return to the lifestyle and mission of the early church. He's written over 40 books. Some of them we've talked about already. Where Do We Go From Here? A guidebook for the cell group church is a must read. His survival kit for new Christians has passed the 2 million copy mark. In English, it's been translated into 37 languages. He has a new project. If you want to follow him, Dr. Ralph Niebuhr on Facebook, he will be launching a new program. I believe he said cb.online. So go ahead and follow his Facebook page and you'll keep up with that new project. All the resource for small group churches for launching small groups is at touchusa.org. It is an invaluable resource. Dr. Ralph, thank you so much for being with us today. I know I kind of cut you off in that last segment, and I wanted to just pick up where we left off. You had an illustration you wanted to share with us.
Yes, before I share it, I just like to get in this announcement. We have just released an app that is available on both the platforms. It's called Touching Hearts. And it is a complete training of any individual believer to learn how to share his faith and to explain the plan of salvation using the other part of the app, which is a set of diagrams that you can flip through while you're sitting down talking to an unbeliever, explaining how to become a Christian. It has already been used in a non-app form in 38 nations that I have worked with through the years, and I'm excited that it's now available in the app in English, Russian, and Spanish.
Wow.
And so I know your people, it's free of charge, and I know they can train themselves and then use the diagram to share their faith, okay?
Thank you, Pastor.
Done. I just put it on mine. Thank you so much.
That is Touching Hearts app. I just want to make sure everybody, yes. All our listeners heard that, Touching Hearts app. I just want to pause, Pastor Ralph, and say thank you so much because you give so much energy to
yeah.
me. I mean, at a ripe young age of 91, you're creating apps, you know, that will last your legacy will live on and on through an app. That's just amazing. And it's so relevant for the next generation as well. So
I'm trying to figure out when he sleeps.
we were talking about the small group church and the outreach that.
Let me give you an illustration mm-hmm. I think will help. Have you ever heard of Jackie Pullinger?
Mm-hmm.
I have not. Go ahead.
Jackie Pullinger is a British girl who went to Hong Kong maybe a half century ago to work in the streets with street people. And her story is one of the great missionary stories of this generation. But I was with Jackie, and we were sitting on the floor. She had a rehab center. And she had a group of men who smelled like the garbage cans of the street who were all withdrawing from heroin, and we were having a cell group with them. There were about eight of them, and then there was Jackie and a pastor from Singapore and myself. And Jackie was leading the group, and one of the guys who had recently come to receive Christ, spoke with great conviction and powerful, powerful words that were obviously anointed. And my Chinese pastor friend looked at me quizzically as though to say, "What is he doing? He stinks." And Jackie received what he said, processed it. Then we went out to lunch with her, and sitting in the hawker stall, the pastor said, "Jackie, I don't know why you let that guy talk like that. He's not ready." And Jackie smacked at him like a snake ready to strike him. She said, "You hypocrite! You hypocrite! What makes you think you're any better than he is? If God wants to speak to that man, he'll do it without asking your permission." That was a new baby believer who was being anointed by the Spirit to minister to another person. Mm-hmm. And you have the gall to try to evaluate how the Holy Spirit uses people. You hypocrite.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I just laughed.
So true.
Because,
Pastor,
you know,
go ahead.
God can eat many a lick with a dirty stick.
Oh, wow.
Pastor
I
Ralph,
like
we unfortunately are running out of time again. And I think in 3 months or whenever CB.online comes around,
I'll be in touch
definitely
with him, Lonnie,
have to have you
if
back.
If we can get him in September.
Mm-hmm. You're going to just be one of our regulars, Dr. Ralph.
Yes.
Before we go, though, I really would like to ask if you would pray for all of us who are seeking a deeper walk, more outreach, just all the things that you spoke of. Would you mind praying, Pastor Ralph?
Mm. Heavenly Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit will make us saltier, that others who meet us may become thirstier. Mm-hmm. We need you so desperately to become the one who controls our minds, our emotions, our will. Give us great wisdom from above. Give us a sensitivity to know when it's time to dare to do the radical thing that will present your presence fully and completely into the way of a searching unbeliever, that will cause them to say, "I have finally found a person that has God within them." Mm-hmm. Father, our great cry is, reveal yourself through us and give us the courage to surrender who we are, that you may take over and reveal who you are through what you have made us to be. It's in your name I pray these things. Amen.
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 Pastor Ralph, thank you so much for being with us. Again, inspiring words from author and teacher Dr. Ralph Naber Jr. You can get more about Touch USA Ministries at touchusa.org. Follow him on Facebook. Also, sign up for coverthebible.com. It's a great daily work that will really get you deeper into understanding the Word of God. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so yourself, today is the perfect day to open your heart to Him. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.com, click on Get to Know Jesus. There's a lot more information there. To help us with your financial support, make a donation, especially your prayers. We could truly use your prayers. Visit us at thegoodlifehawaii.com and press partners. 1 Peter 2:9 says, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellence of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." It is always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to our guest, Dr. Ralph Naber Jr. Until next time, along with my co-host and guest coordinator, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer, Chaz Ontai, web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Lonnie Ka'a'a in for Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.